March 21, 1981 to January 25, 2025. Rick passed away peacefully after a valiant 18-month battle with cancer. Throughout his journey, Rick demonstrated incredible strength, resilience, and an unwavering spirit that inspired all who knew him. A gentle man of deep integrity and dedication, Rick was known for his ethical nature, warmth, and genuine kindness. He lived his life with purpose, touching the lives of those around him through his compassion, honesty, and steadfast commitment to doing what was right. Rick was surrounded by his loved ones in his final moments, a testament to the profound impact he had on his family and friends. He will be deeply missed and forever cherished. Rick was born the youngest of three children to parents Bill Allen and Lynn Brackett. He was the younger brother to Jason and Crystal. He grew up on the beach in Porpoise Bay playing with his many cousins and neighborhood friends from sunup until sundown. Later, Rick spent a lot of his time with his Uncle Jim and Auntie Shelley, as well tagging along with his older sister Crystal and his brother-in-law Chad. Rick always had a love for the ocean. In later years, he enjoyed many great fishing and hunting trips around BC. He possessed a charismatic personality that attracted an abundance of great lifelong friends from the many chapters of his life. Rick was a born leader and had many accomplishments in his 43 years. He was a valued athlete, competing in many sports throughout his youth, but most notably he excelled on the rugby field. He represented BC with the U21 provincial team in 2002 at the National Championships alongside his cousin Tyrell Brackett, where they won gold. It has been told that he was unstoppable, often winning man of the match. Rick also represented the Canada over 30 alumni in the Canada Classics alongside John Allen and Tyrell. He played for James Bay in Victoria as well as the Gibson's Pigs Rugby Club. As a young man, Rick began his career in logging and forestry and excelled in all aspects of the industry. He was said to be one of the best boom men in the Howe Sound area, and so very proud to be doing this work with his family. He had the pleasure of learning from the best, his brother Jason, Uncle Jim, and a handful of his uncles and cousins. Rick worked in many camps along the west coast of BC, which included even taking a logging contract in Australia for a time. He then had a taste for something new and was intrigued by the real estate industry on the Sunshine Coast. Rick had a passion for helping others, and that propelled him to be one of the top real estate agents in the area. He easily earned the trust of his clients with honesty, knowledge, and loyalty. Rick always had his clients' best interest at heart. He took much pride in working alongside his team. Rick sadly leaves behind his wife Tara with his beloved pups, Gina and Cash. Rick was very lucky in love with his wife Tara. He and Tara shared a spark for each other since becoming best friends in high school that grew into a love that many search for their whole lives. They have shared many adventures with friends and family. Not only did Tara love him until the end of his life, but she will forever love him until the end of hers. Rick also leaves behind his mother Lynn Brackett, Butch, sister Crystal Prochnow, Chad, Andrew, Cameron, brother Jason Allen, Michelle, Haley, Jada, Cash, his mother-in-law Judy Kingston, Frank, and sisters Katie Kingston and Eva Nansen, Adam, Amelia, Liam, in addition to many family and friends who are also left mourning his absence. His profound impact and memories will live in the hearts of many. Rick's family would like to thank the community for supporting him and his family in so many ways throughout the last 18 months. Your kindness will never be forgotten. Services to honor Rick's life will be announced soon. In lieu of flowers, the family requests any donations be made to the charity of your choice.